Okay, well, here's a term that is unfortunately gaining traction. Selfie stick. You've seen them, the idiotic plastic or metal arms that tourists all over the world are using to take medium-distance selfies with their phones. I was in Europe last week and saw them for myself in front of the Rosetta Stone at the British Museum in London, underneath the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Even on a train, a couple decided to take a photograph of themselves from above, perhaps to avoid the double chin they would have had after scarfing down those Pringles. Very loudly, I might add. Some have already taken the appropriate step of banning selfie sticks at the Coachella and Lollapalooza music festivals, at certain sporting events. But I have a suggestion for those interested in buying one of these things. It'll save you some money. When you want to take a selfie, go over to a nearby human and ask if they'll take the photo for you. It's the kind of thing that has been done for generations, even as the technology has changed. And what happened to Clark Griswold and his family in European vacation almost never happens.
Okay. Fromage.
Fromage.
Fromage. Fromage.
No, fromage. Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese.
Ah, une idée. Enlever les chaussures et dans la fontaine. Merveilleux. Oui, les shoes, dans l'eau, vous.
Oh, yeah, let's take our shoes off and get in the water.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's fun.
Très bien.
And you guessed it, the guy takes the camera and runs off. But again, very unlikely. It appears I do have at least one person on my side on this issue. On Urban Dictionary, the definition of selfie stick is an elongated rod, usually made out of plastic or steel, with a camera on one end and a dense moron on the other. Your thoughts at hereandnow.org or send me a tweet at Jeremy Hobson. Just don't send me a selfie you took with a selfie stick. Please, I'm begging you.
I love my